Our Heavenly Mother is called Mother of God because Jesus himself is the second person of the Blessed Trinity. Jesus is God, so Mary is called Mother of God. On the cross, Jesus gave his mother to us. So today we have a Blessed Mother, so precious. His Mother of God, also is our mother. So in her heart, we participate all the graces. We thank the Lord that through Our Lady, we can participate fully the grace of God, that we can live like Mary, always have Jesus in our hearts, in our life. Through Mary, we can participate the life of Jesus through the sacraments, through baptism, through the Eucharist, through the other sacraments. We more and more enter into the life of Christ. That's what St. Paul says. Today is not that I live, but Christ lives in us. So in the other sense, we participate the divinity of Jesus also. We ourselves, we are his brother. We participate his grace. So we thank the, our Heavenly Mother, give birth to us, give birth our Lord to us, so that we all be one family in her, in him. So we thank the Lord tonight, the whole year, that's given all the special graces, and we are contrition, those moments that we don't live well. Today is the last day of the year. Start a new day. Practically, every day is a new day. With the Lord, we are one in Christ.
我很多时觉得圣母妈妈好像跟基督教的朋友好像有些距离，其实现在越来越近了，已经不是好像以前那样见着玛利亚都觉得是 好像離鴻離辣，不是啊，那些有些牧師已經同意了這個講法，聖母是將耶穌帶來這個世界，我們基督徒藉著教會活動，藉著洗禮，藉著聖體聖事，將基督帶來這個世界，我們每個人都像小小瑪利亞一樣，更加真確地，另外一個講法就是，
当我们彼此相爱的时候，耶稣临在我们中间，所以我们即使在家庭里面也好，团体也好，一种互动互爱的时候，基督很明显地临在，我们就分享圣母玛利亚的使命，圣母在静默之中将基督带来这个世界，我们藉着这个圣事，藉着我们的互爱，让基督临在我们的中间，这个是很大的恩赐。 所以我们能够欣赏到圣母玛利亚在静默之中将主的福带来的世界，亦都让我们不要只是口头的宣讲，是生活出这个基督临在的世界那种精神。而基督临在精神就好像他一样，是无条件地他走出他第一步去为人而牺牲，好像他永远都不介意 人类点样对他不忠，他仍然永远忠信。我求主俾我呢份忠信嘅心，时时刻刻保存住，而在我哋心中之余，喺我哋家庭，喺我哋嘅社会里边，只有基督系先可以战胜呢个世界。今期嘅公教部对社论都讲到，我哋好似对未来2018未必充满 光明，但我们充满真理，因为耶稣已经临在喺我哋嘅中间。希望我哋保持住对主嘅信赖，一切嘅一切交托我哋明年嘅一切喺主嘅祝福之下，有努力，至少我哋每个人你自己生活出呢个基督嘅生命，即系无条件地去付出，懂得去第一个行出第一步，伸出友谊之手。